Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Doing the chapter on the virtues of loving someone for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and encouraging loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and informing the person whom one loves for the sake of Allah ta'ala, what informing him and how to inform him, in other words, what words to tell him that you love him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today we do an incident, very beautiful incident, of how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how Sahaba, they would inform one another about the love that they have for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Idris al-Khawlani rahmatullah alayhi narrates, so he's narrating himself, who? Abu Idris al-Khawlani rahmatullah alayhi narrates, that I entered the masjid of Damascus, and I noticed a young man with glittering teeth, with people assemble around him. When they differed in any matter, differed means when they had any differences of opinion in any matter, then they referred it to him and they accepted whatever opinion he gave. So this was the scene. He said, I entered the masjid, I saw a person with glittering teeth, in other words, smiling countenance, and around him were people. And whenever these people were having any discussions, anything that they differed on, they immediately referred it to this young person that I saw there, smiling countenance, and whatever he said, they would accept it. So this was the picture he's painting of what he had seen. So they referred it to him and then they accepted his opinion. I inquired that who was this person. I was told that this person is Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. Now this was after the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know that Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu was a great Sahabi. On one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, Ya Mu'adh, inni uhibbuk. O Mu'adh, I love you. Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam himself told him, Mu'az, that I love you. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that don't ever leave out after the Faraz Salah reading this dua, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam, so Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. And don't ever leave this dua out after the Faraz Salah. So on that occasion, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told him. So anyway, this was this particular great Sahabi, that he was there and people would refer anything that matter they had, immediately they would accept it. And one thing we learned from here was his style and his way. That glittering teeth means he was smiling all the time. In other words, when there wasn't any problem that necessitated him to be angry for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, this was his style. And this was the way, obviously, that they learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the next day, he said, the next day, I went to very early to the masjid. I said, let me go very early so that I can get to meet him if I go very, very early. And in his mind, perhaps he thought that if I go very early, I'll actually get a chance to beat him to the masjid. This is how they would think. And nowadays, we like to beat people as far as our house is concerned, car is concerned, holiday is concerned, flight status is concerned. In other words, first class, second class, we try and compete. But look at how these people competed. He said, I'll go very early to the masjid the next day. So this is what he did, Hazrat Abu Idris al-Khawlani rahmatullahi. He says, the next day, I went very early to the masjid, but this young man was there before me, and he was in salah. In other words, Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu was already in the masjid in Damascus, and he was performing salah. So he said, I waited for him to complete his salah, and then I approached him from the front. After he completed his salah, I approached him from the front. Ulama explained from this that when you're going to meet someone, go meet them from the front. Sometimes we scream to them. When we're not too far away, we just scream from the back, or we scream salam from the back. The right way is to go in front of the person and make salam. Not to scream the salam from the back. To greet or meet the person from the front is the correct way. So he says, I approached him from the front, I greeted him and I said, I take an oath in Allah Ta'ala that I love you for the sake of Allah. I take an oath in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that I love you for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. So what he said, Wallahi inni la uhibbuk, Wallahi, I take an oath in Allah, inni la uhibbuk, then verily I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu said, Allah. Allah means, is it really for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he said again, I said, faqal, faqultu Allah. So I said, definitely it's faqultu Allah. I said, definitely it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said, that is it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala? Is it truly for the sake of Allah Ta'ala? And again I said, it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I replied, it is truly for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. He held the corner of my garment and he pulled me close towards him. And he said, glad tidings to you. For I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah ta'ala said. So he's saying that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah ta'ala said, what? That my love is guaranteed for those who love each other for my sake. My love is guaranteed for those that love each other for my sake, for those that visit each other for my sake, and for those who spend on each other for my sake. My love is guaranteed for these people. So this was the hadith that Hazrat Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu told him directly. So from this beautiful hadith, ulama take out a few points, few lessons for us, is that one is a person should be eager to benefit from the people of knowledge. And he knew this was person a great alim, he was a great person. He made it the extra effort to go early the next day. Why? He wanted to go and benefit from him. He wanted to go and meet him. The next is, one should not disturb a person occupied in salah. That's the second lesson. He said, I waited for him to finish his salah. So anybody that is in salah or is busy in ibadah, we shouldn't go and rush them by making our presence known. He said, I just waited for him to finish. The next is, when meeting somebody, one should approach him from the front. And so this person doesn't get startled. Similarly, a guest should approach the house of his host from the front door. When a person is going to meet someone, ideally he should meet him from the front door, not go suddenly and meet him from the side door. A person may have a back door or something in his house, he shouldn't do that, he should go from the front door. One should begin speaking by greeting with salam. See, because here also, he started with salam. One should show respect to men of knowledge and piety. One should verbally express one's love for another person. Smiling with people is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil